It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's the big one tonight, the one that everyone has been waiting for. It's the Delhi girls hosting the Unitico girls, both undefeated in MAC play. Someone has to come away with a victory tonight, and someone is going to have their first loss of the MAC League season. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome in. We're live from Delaware Academy here tonight on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And it's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Folks, if you're driving in, you might want to get here fast because seats are at a premium. Even just since the JV game ended, I would say, all those little holes in the bleachers where there's kind of a pocket of seats, they're really starting to fill up. This is going to be standing room only for this one here tonight. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll set the scene for you. It's the Spartans and the Bulldogs, a MAC battle tonight on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show tonight, live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I know there's a lot of fans listening to tonight's ball game, as this is a highly anticipated game. It's a busy night on the local scene. There's 18 local games between boys and girls. There's 7 boys games, 11 girls games. So I know there's a lot of people tuning in. They said, hey, I'm going to the other game, but I'm going to have the radio on in the background. I'm going to try to bring my headphones with me. I'm going to go out to the car at halftime and see what the score is. There is just so much buzz and interest around this game. It's really incredible, and you can really see that in the student sections here tonight, especially as they look over at the Delhi student section. They have been phenomenal this year, and they were a little worried because the Delhi boys have a game tonight in Windsor, so they're on the road tonight, and a lot of the boys always like to come out to support the girls and vice versa, but it looks like they have called in every student they can from the student body here at DA to get dressed up. I mean, I'm seeing guys in football helmets over there. Somebody's got a huge cowboy hat on. I'm seeing some smaller cowboy hats. I'm seeing a guy with a squid hat of some kind on his head. There's somebody with an army helmet on. I mean, all sorts of different shirts and colors. And, of course, what the Delhi student section is known for this year. They hold up boxes of cereal for some unknown reason. Reese's Puffs cereal. So it's a group that is just really taken to being loud and proud and showing some school support at these games. I was here last week when Delhi knocked off Oneonta in a non-league game, and I truly think the student section had something to do with it. They were loud, and the atmosphere in the gym was just electric, and I'm feeling the same thing here tonight. And the Unitico students, not to be outdone, have come over themselves, and they have a nice little pocket of the gym that's kind of burrowed out for themselves. So it's going to be a great game here tonight. And oh, see, I'm getting a shout out right now from the student section. I appreciate that. Might as well get it over in the pregame, right? So I appreciate that. Love them very much. So thank you. What I'm really interested to see here tonight is these two teams have been staring at this date on the schedule for so long, wondering How are we going to get there? What's it going to be like? What is this team going to throw at us? What is that team going to throw at us? What's Coach Bruce going to come up with on defense to try to slow down this Unitego offense? And vice versa. I mean, you have a great coaching matchup tonight. Coach Bruce for Delhi, of course, longtime local legend Bob Z here for Unitego. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this for a regular season game. This is a possible MAC championship preview. I'm sure that Deposit Hancock is going to have something to say along with Green and some other teams in that conversation, but this is a very real possibility of seeing this game again in just 3 weeks down at Binghamton University for the MAC championship. So I view tonight as it's going to be a low-scoring game. A lot of people have asked me, who do you think is going to win? I think you could flip a coin. We ran a Twitter poll earlier today on my Twitter page. There was 235 votes, and Unitego got the nod there. So a lot of fans are thinking that Unitego is going to win this game. Let me check and see what the final percentages were on that, because I think coming in, the pick that everyone is kind of going with, the popular pick, is Unitego. Yeah, 59% to 41% on my social media poll on Twitter today. So kind of the people out there, the masses, are saying, okay, we're going with Unitego. But you can't discredit the Delhi defense. They are so good at coming up with a game plan and really just slowing things down, making it difficult for your opponent. And I think both of these teams at times struggle to shoot the ball. They can go cold. So I'm expecting a game in the 30s tonight, maybe the 40s. If we got into the 50s, I'd be pleasantly surprised, but I'd also be shocked. I think it's going to be low scoring. It's going to be who wins the battle on the glass, who wins the battle for the loose balls, and things of that nature. So I think you could flip a coin. This game could go either way. You have absolutely fantastic players on both sides, and they've both been in big games across a variety of sports. Of course, when it comes to soccer, Unitego girls getting to the state championship this year in Class C. Delhi girls, there's some girls on this team that are left over from their state championship run back in 2018. They're just used to winning at both of these schools, and I think tonight we're going to see a very hard-fought battle. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has over 160 vehicles on their two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit right online at butlerautosales.com. You can do that 24/7. We're going to pause for the national anthem, as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be the Spartans and the Bulldogs tonight. Don't turn that dial, folks. Stay tuned. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDL.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live in Delhi tonight at Delaware Academy, I'm Nate Lowell. Big thanks to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Hear that crowd, folks. It is packed in here tonight at DA. Here's our starting lineups. First for the Unitico girls and head coach Bob Z. Senior number 3, Paige McCoy. Junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner. They have junior number 20, Megan Perry, her twin and sister. Junior number 21, Morgan Perry, and senior number 23, back from injury. She's key tonight, Haley Lucia. On the other side for Delaware Academy and head coach Todd Bruce, they have senior number 3, Riley Mason. Sophomore number 4, Sylvia Little. Senior number 5, Elena Ruker. They have junior number 11, Sophia Waken, and junior number 13, Chella Schnabel. So Delhi is in the home white uniforms with a maroon trim. It says Lady Bulldogs. In maroon lettering across the front of the uniform, Unitigo is in the green uniforms with the white trim. And says Spartans in white lettering across the front. Excuse me, Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So this is the one everyone's been waiting for here, folks. We are ready to tip it up. I've been at some games recently where these student sections have said at the end of each game, they've been chanting, we want Tigo, or we want Delhi, we want Delhi. So guess what? You got your wish, and here we go, folks. The regular season matchup, both these teams are undefeated in the league, could very well decide who the top team in the league playoffs is. Of course, Deposit Hancock only has one league loss. They're at BG tonight, so that's going to play into it as well. DH, a very, very good team, of course, with probably the best player in the area in a Division I recruit, Junior Lacey Drake. Ariel Kellum has been playing fantastic for DH as well, but this is the big one here tonight. So we'll jump it up. This will be Faulkner for Unitigo, Little for Delhi, and we're underway. And Unitigo gets a bounce on the opening tip. It'll go to Haley Lucia. Lucia in her first game in a couple of weeks after she hurt her ankle against Oxford about 3 weeks ago. She loses control of it. Delhi will come away. Here's Little to the left side as Delhi goes right to left. Little goes to Schnabel, far side. And now to the left side for Riley Mason. Inside for Waken. Steps in, blocked by Meg Perry. And it looks like Waken's going to go to the line. That's big early. Meg Perry down low, picks up her first foul just 20 seconds into the game. Looked like a pretty darn good, clean block. And Waken will step to the line. That interior matchup tonight, the Perrys versus Waken of Delhi, is going to be big. So here is Soph to the line. First shot, no good. And this is the other thing for Delhi, and I guess both teams. Both these teams have kind of a track record of missing some chippies inside, some layups, easy foul shots, things like that. So they're going to have to capitalize here tonight. As Waken goes 0-for-2, that's a tough start. Ball back up the floor. Unitigo with a rebound, but stolen back by Little. Across the Bulldog logo, gets into the paint, passes down low for Waken. It's up and good. Waken gets the first bucket of the game, and Delhi leads 2-0. We're 30 seconds in. Unitigo back down the floor, going left to right. Chance of defense from the DA student section. Morgan Perry with the basketball, trying to set up the offense here. Unitigo looks a little confused at the moment. They go to Meg Perry. Now back out to Morgan. And this will be key. Can Unitigo recognize what Delhi's in on defense? Morgan Perry steps to the foul line and knocks down a jumper to make it 2-2. We're a minute in. Little now will work it back up the floor, trying to avoid a press at midcourt here and some trapping. Schnabel will get it to Little. Little goes down low looking for Wakin. It was deflected, but she gets it. Feeds one down low for Ruker. Tosses it up. It's blocked. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the green and white of Unitego. 6:45 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Law, live from Delaware Academy tonight. A battle of two undefeated teams in the MAC. They do have some non-league losses, but both teams coming in undefeated in the league. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. Here is Faulkner in the backcourt. Sprints across the midcourt timeline to the right wing side, looking for Morgan Perry. Three-point line extended. Little is right in her grill. Here is Perry. Splits two defenders. Goes to Faulkner in the corner. Wanted a jumper, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back cross-court here for Haley Lucia in the paint, and she scores. Haley Lucia makes it Unitego 4 and Delhi 2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Delhi in front of the scorer's table. In between the benches, far side. Little tries to pass through two defenders. It's stolen away here by Lucia of Unitego. She lost the handle. Has to go down to her knees to try to pick this thing up. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. Tipped out of bounds by Chela Schnabel of Delhi. Ball will stay with Unitego. 2 minutes in, it's a 4-2 ball game. Unitego on top of Delhi. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Here's Jenna Faulkner on the inbounds play. Tapped on the wrist and a foul there for Elena Ruker. So that'll be the first foul on Ruker and first on Delhi. So each team with one foul apiece. Of course, in the girls' game now, the fouls reset every quarter. You get to five, you automatically shoot two. We'll keep an eye on that tonight. Unitego with the inbounds play. They go to Faulkner in the corner. Steps back for a three. Rattled in and out. And the rebound goes to Schnabel of Delhi. Outlet pass to Little. And the sophomore guard, one of the better players in the area, brings it down. Tries to go far side. It's kicked there by Morgan Perry. And it looks like Unitego really wants to do some trapping around midcourt and try to make Little make decisions to pass through a double team and see what she does there. 5:40 to go in this first quarter. 4-2 the score. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. They go to Riley Mason on the left side. Mason with a bounce pass, goes to Chela Schnabel, splits through two defenders, goes down low, looking for Wakin, lost control of it, stepped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Unitego touched it while on the line, so it'll stay with Delhi. 9 on the shot clock here. Let's see if the Bulldogs are aware late in this possession. 5.5 to go first quarter, and Delhi will get it in. Here's Schnabel, top of the key, down to 5 on the shot clock. They find Mason, now back to Schnabel. Going to go back to Little for a deep three right side, air ball and out of bounds. She was way deep there and just had to toss it up late in the shot clock. So 5:19 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Unitego is on top of Delhi in the early going, and the chess match on defense has started. Here's Haley Lucia on the right side. Lucia into the corner. She's trapped, but gets it on the baseline. Finds Paige McCoy. McCoy goes up, and they'll say there's a foul on the floor on Schnabel here with 5:05 to go first quarter, 4-2 the score. We did think coming in that this would be low scoring. We'll see how this first quarter shapes up. 4-2 so far. Unitego on top of Delhi. Foul is on Schnabel, her first, team's second, and they will say that it was in the act of shooting. So the senior, Paige McCoy, will go to the line here for the U. And so McCoy will step in. Coach Bruce giving some instructions. Coach Z has called over Morgan Perry and Haley Lucia, giving them some instructions as well. First shot off the mark and no good for McCoy as the Delhi student section sings some old McDonald to keep her company while she's at the line. McCoy's shot is up and good. So McCoy goes 1 out of 2, and Unitego leads 5-2 over Delhi on the road here tonight. MAC girls matchup with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, they try to go to Little, taken away here by Unitego, and in transition, going up for a right-handed layup is Jenna Faulkner, and she is fouled. So Faulkner to the line now with 4:52 to go first quarter. Let's see who this foul is going to be on for Delhi. That one will be on Riley Mason, her second, team's third. So Mason to the bench, and coming in it will be sophomore Amanda Nealis. So that trap so far at midcourt, Delhi trying to figure that out. Unitego throwing in that little wrinkle, making things difficult. Faulkner to the line. First one is up and good. Makes it 6-2, Unitego. And so Faulkner coming in again, looking for her second shot. takes a deep breath, and this one is good. And Faulkner goes 2 for 2, and it's 7-2. Unitego on top with 4:52 to go in the first quarter. Delhi bringing in some other subs now. They will bring in Cadence Waken as well. And here comes Schnabel back up the floor. Schnabel with the basketball now, goes to Nealis. Now back to Schnabel at midcourt, and the trap works again for Unitego. A steal, a head now for Meg Perry off the glass. No, it won't go. And a rebound for Little. And that trap has given Delhi some trouble so far with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. The length that Unitego has on their guards is really tough. Inside for Waken. Turnaround shot is good for Waken. They broke it nicely that time. And Waken makes it 7-4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Unitego with the basketball. Here's Faulkner on the right side. Boy, it's loud in here. Morgan Perry with the basketball. Bounce pass to Lucia. They try to go to the high post. McCoy comes up with it. Fall away jumper. No good. Rattled in and out. Little with another rebound. And Delhi's looking to push. Little gets to midcourt. Chest pass far side. Nealis spots up for three. Left it short. Gets her own rebound, though. Followed her shot and keeps the possession alive for Delhi with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Unitego 7, Delhi 4. And now it's kicked out of bounds here by Morgan Perry. And this is what I've noticed so far. If Delhi can get a board and run fast in transition and not give Unitego a chance to set up, they've had much more success with that. And now Delhi wants to take a timeout to talk things over. 3:45 to go first quarter. It's Unitego 7, Delhi 4. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks, and some exciting news from a game not in the area. We have another local player who has joined the 1,000 Career Point Club, Cole Lapinel from Jefferson. They had a home game tonight, and he needed 5 points. He was able to get it in the first quarter, so he's the 8th player in Jefferson history, the 5th male at Jefferson to join that club. So congratulations to Cole. We can talk a little bit more about that at halftime. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-4. Unitego girls on top of Delhi here on the road in front of a packed crowd against, as it's Unitego and Delhi. And here is Delhi with the basketball, a deep three on the right side. No good. Waken got the rebound, but it didn't touch the rim, so it's a shot clock violation before Waken could put it in. Great catch there by the Zebra Crew. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-4. Unitego with the ball in the backcourt going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim. Lucia crosses the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Behind the back dribble here for Lucia, setting up the offense. They go to Morgan Perry on the right wing side. Perry with a bounce pass to Megan Perry. Perry goes back to Haley Lucia. Back inside in the paint. Fall away jumper for Meg Perry is good. Her first bucket of the night. Very balanced scoring for the Spartans, and they lead 9-4 with 2:55 to go first quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball. Little gets it across, tries to dump one down low for Waken. It's too strong. Gets her own rebound. It's blocked out of bounds by Haley Lucia. It'll stay with DA. Maddie Wilsey is going to check in now for the Spartans, and McCoy will head to the bench. So good defense so far by both sides, but boy, I've been impressed by Unitego in this early going. 2:47 to go, first quarter. It's 9-4. Delhi gets it in. Waken steps in. This is Cadence this time. It's off the mark. Too strong. And a rebound for Meg Perry. Ahead now for Lucia. Give and go. They'll find Faulkner in for the right-handed layup. Too strong. Rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans with 2:35 to go in this first quarter. And the Spartans will get it back underneath their own basket. Delhi looking to just settle in. They still look just a little, not nervous, but just trying to figure out what exactly they need to do to be successful here tonight. Unitego with a good game plan. Perry goes inside to Faulkner on the left low block. Back cross court here for Lucia. Step back three off the back of the tin. Rebound for Faulkner. She puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Little of Delhi. Foy. She's been a monster on the glass so far. Little brings it back down the floor. The Bucks. They trail 9-4 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Here is Amanda Nealis. Switches places and goes to the top of the key. Now dribbles back left wing side. 10 on the shot clock for the Bulldogs. Into the corner now for Sophia Wakin. Pull up jumper. No good. And Little the rebound off the glass and good. Sylvia Little, her first bucket of the night, makes it 9-6, a three-point game with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Spartans with the basketball, inside for Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey back out left side, now straight away for Haley Lucia. Chance of defense from the student section. Left side here for Morgan Perry. Finds Wilsey, spots up at the foul line off the back of the rim. Rebound for Delhi. And Amanda Nealis will dribble her way out of trouble. Bounce pass to the left wing side here for Little. And into the corner here, it's blocked away by Meg Perry. That was Ruker going for the shot, but Delhi picks up the loose ball. 15 on the shot clock. They go back to Little. Spins off a defender. Passes down low for Sophia Wakin. Goes up and she's fouled with 1:13 to go here in the first quarter. And if Delhi can do that, if they can get the ball inside to Sophia Wakin, she's tough to handle down there. Really, Unitigo doesn't have anyone that can quite match up with her size. The Perrys are the closest ones. But Soph is just a little bit bigger, a little bit taller than anybody else on the floor. So that could be key tonight for Delhi. Minute 13 to go, first quarter. Three-point game. Unitigo leading 9-6. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Foul line shot here is no good for Sophia Wakin. And again, we talked about in our pregame show that, these are the shots that she's going to have to make, that Delhi's going to have to make. Wakin gets the second one. She's got 5 points. It's a two-point game, 9-7, with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo across the midcourt timeline. Coming to Lucia. Lucia at the top of the key. Goes left wing side. Tried to dribble behind her back, and it was stolen. And Delhi with the basketball back up the floor with Amanda Nealis. Nealis for Little. Long two straight away. In and out. Rebound here for Nealis. Went into the land of the trees and ripped it down, but then Faulkner stole it away. 2-on-1 for Unitigo if they can hurry. Faulkner pumps the brakes and pulls it back out and finds Morgan Perry. Back to Lucia. Good ball movement. They find Wilsey far side. It was a hot potato, though. Bounced off her hands and out of bounds and back to Delhi with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 9-7 is the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Delhi has it in the backcourt going it right to left. Here is Riley Mason. Gets to midcourt. Lost it, though. A steal by Unitigo. But Delhi will take it back. And the game of hot potato continues here. Nealis went to the far side. Looks like she was pushed out of bounds. Who's this going to be a foul on here? The officials are going to get together and talk about it here. There will be a foul. Let's see who it's on. Coach Bruce wants an explanation here for Delhi. He's not pleased. So here's what happened. The ball was going out of bounds off of Unitigo steal. Meg Perry threw it back in. It went all the way across the court right in front of the Delhi bench. Both players were jockeying for position over there. It was Nealis for Delhi and Morgan Perry for Unitigo. And I guess they're not calling a foul here, but they are going to give the ball back to Unitigo. And Coach Bruce is saying that they knocked it out of bounds. Either way, there's no foul, and Unitigo will come away with the ball with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. A two-point ball game. Unitigo 9, Delhi 7. Here is Meg Perry at the foul line. Goes back to Lucia. Lucia in a double team, dribbles out of it. Tries to go back to the high post here for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot is off the back of the rim. It's too strong. A rebound for D.A. Cadence Wakin finds Little. 5 seconds left. Little down low. Finds Sophia Wakin, and she puts it in. And that's going to do it. We're tied 9-9 with one quarter in the books. Just what we expected between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. And we'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 9-9, an exciting first quarter between the Delhi and Unitego girls. Sophia Waken with 7 points for Delhi to lead all scorers. And it's a good one so far. I thought Unitego controlled that quarter a little bit, and that trap that they do at midcourt, having the two Perrys, having Jenna Faulkner, they just have such length at midcourt, it's hard for smaller guards to get through there. And so Coach Bruce dialing up some things to help them get through that area of the court. And here we go to start the second quarter. But kudos to Delhi. I thought they fought back, and they got that shot at the buzzer to tie it 9-9 by Sophia Waken. So just what we expected. Low scoring and good defense by both sides, and it's going to be a battle. So again, we're tied 9-9, started the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Bulldogs with the basketball, right wing side. They go back to Riley Mason, setting up the offense with 10 on the shot clock. They go to Sylvia Little, left side from downtown, in and out. Rebound for Megan Perry, but she's tied up. Jump ball is going to give it back to the Spartans with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Boy, it's been a battle on the glass, too. You got bodies flying, slamming down to the gym floor for both sides. Is no love lost here in this rivalry. 7.5 to go, second quarter. We're tied 9-9. Haley Lucia been out for about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks. Hurt her ankle against Oxford on the road a couple of weeks ago. Good to see her back. The Brockport commit with a nice pass finds Maddie Wilsey on the back door. So Lucia finds Wilsey for her first bucket of the game, and she's been huge off the bench lately for Unitego. Makes it 11-9 with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Mason bounce pass far side for Amanda Nealis. Nealis with a pass at midcourt was kicked out of bounds. And that's, we've seen 3 or 4 times where Unitego's actually gotten the foot out and it's bounced, a bounce pass has gone off a foot and out of bounds. It just shows you the length that Unitego has with the Perrys and with Faulkner at midcourt. It's hard for a smaller guard to get through there. Even when they throw a bounce pass, you got a leg in the way, you got an arm, an elbow. I mean, it's tough. Delhi with the basketball. They get into the mid, or their own end of the court, I should say. Sophia Waken with a pull-up shot. It's off the mark. It was wide right. Rebound for Meg Perry. Ahead now for Morgan Perry. Chest pass to Haley Lucia. Right side, they find Faulkner for a cutting at Meg Perry. Saves it from going out of bounds. Finds Maddie Wilsey. Pumps one back out for Morgan Perry. Now to Lucia. 15 on the shot clock. She's tripped up as she split a double team. And a foul is on Delhi. So 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitego 11, Delhi 9. And the foul will be here on Delhi. It'll be on Elena Ruker, her second, team's first of the second quarter. Faulkner will get it in, and it's quickly stolen away by Riley Mason, but she just got a tip on it. Wilsey was able to take it back and hold on to possession for the Spartans as they go left to right. Here's Lucia at the top of the key. Wants a screen. Instead, we'll pass it off. Goes to Faulkner, left side here. Jenna goes into the corner for Morgan Perry, throws up an air ball, and Little with another rebound. She's got to have 6-7 rebounds already. A long pass ahead. In transition, they finish with Ruker. Great pass from Little, and it's tied at 11-11. And Unitego tries a home run pass, goes all the way down the floor and finds Meg Perry, and she puts it in. That ball was destined to go out of bounds. Somehow Wilsey saved it right to Meg Perry. She puts it up and in for the easy layup, and it's 13-11 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And here's Unitego with that little midcourt press action here. And now we're going to have a foul on Unitego at midcourt with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Cadence Waken's going to come back in here for the Bulldogs. Let's see who that foul's on for Unitego. They're first as a team in the second quarter. Lucia's going to go to the bench. Foul is going to be on Morgan Perry, her first. Again, the team's first. I think they're just giving Lucia a rest. Again, she hasn't played in a couple of weeks. So, you know, she's got to get her win back a little bit here. Going to have a kick at midcourt here as Haley's younger sister, Alexa Lucia, comes in. And it bounced off her foot. So it's 13-11. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. 5:40 to go in the second quarter here tonight at Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. And a travel now is on Sophia Waken as Delhi on that out-of-bounds play went right to the low post and Waken shuffled her feet. And now Delhi setting up some full-court pressure. Now they'll back it off to about midcourt, waiting to trap Unitego a little bit. They're putting Waken up high here to kind of disrupt things on the outside. Wilsey goes back out for Morgan Perry. Step-in jumper off the back of the tin. Rebound for Meg Perry, and she puts it home. And Meg Perry has 6 points, and it's a four-point lead for Unitego, 15-11, with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Sylvia Little. Down low for Sophia Waken off the glass, and good for Sophia Waken on the left-wing side. Back to a two-point ball game, 15-13, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Morgan Perry finding Jenna Faulkner, and we'll have a jump ball. The arrow this time is going back to the Bulldogs. Great job there as they found Faulkner on the right low block, but Little and Mason were right there to just grab onto that ball and tie things up. Now Haley Lucia is going to come back in. Faulkner will get a breather. So both these teams showing their depth here tonight, that they can go deep in the bench. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Two-point ball game. Unitego 15, Delhi 13. Here at Delaware Academy tonight. Another kick by Morgan Perry. She's doing anything she can to just make passes difficult for Delhi. And that's been the game plan. They pretty much have either Faulkner or Lucia and then the two Perry sisters, who are both about 5'10", 5'11", tall, lanky, athletic. And they're clogging up those passing lanes at midcourt, making it difficult. Delhi gets it in. They find Sylvia Little. Dishes one off here for Cadence Waken. Her shot no good. Sophia Waken, the rebound. She can't hit. Cadence a second chance, and that won't go down. Rolled in and out, and Unitego picks up the rebound. Three chances there for DA. They couldn't finish. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-13. Unitego is on top by two. Here's Alexa Lucia. Bounce pass to Haley Lucia. Now to the high post for Meg Perry. Back out Morgan Perry. Right side jumper. Good on the foul, or the baseline, excuse me. And Morgan Perry now with 4 points. And it's 17-13. Unitego leading Delhi with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. A bounce pass ahead for Sophia Waken. Now they try to go to Little. It's intercepted by Alexa Lucia. Lucia takes it right to the rim. It won't go. Good job by Delhi to get back there on defense. And in the backcourt is Amanda Nealis across the midcourt timeline. Nealis tried to feed one for Riley Mason. It was too far in front of her and out of bounds. Both teams going back to the bench. They're going to try Libby Lamport now for Delhi. And a timeout is taken by Unitego. 3:53 to go, second quarter. It's 17-13. The Unitego girls on top of Delhi will step away and be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's a packed house here at Delaware Academy. And the Bulldog has made an appearance now, trying to hype up this Delhi crowd. 3:50 to go in this second quarter. It's a four-point ball game. Unitego is on top of Delhi, 17-13. Here is Morgan Perry. Skips it across the top of the defense. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Now into the left wing corner for Maddie Wilsey. Back to Meg Perry straight away at the foul line. It won't go. Rebound here by Waken of Delhi. And back to Sylvia Little, but they'll catch Cadence Waken for traveling. And it'll stay with Unitigo. Just shuffled their pivot foot there a little bit. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's a 4-point ball game. Unitigo trying to bust this thing open a little bit here. They have the basketball underneath their own hoop on the baseline on the right wing side. They'll look to get it in. They go back left wing for Haley Lucia. Wants a three, sees a three, in and out. And a rebound for Amanda Nealis, and then she's fouled by Maddie Wilsey with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. So that'll be the first foul on Wilsey, second on Unitigo. Team foul situation, two for Unitigo in this quarter, and one for Delhi. Here is Nealis in the backcourt, finding Lamport. Lamport on the left wing side, lost control of the basketball. Steal here for Unitigo. Back out for Morgan Perry. Perry goes to Haley Lucia, left side. Lucia back to Morgan Perry. And we'll have a whistle here. I think the officials thought that Bob Z was calling timeout, but he wasn't, with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. So they blew the whistle, and we'll just have an inbound for Unitigo on the right wing side of the court. Bob Z was yelling something, and the officials thought it was a timeout, but it wasn't. So we're coming up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 4-point game right now. Unitigo looking for more. A block by Sylvia Little as Morgan Perry tried to take it to the rim. And now we're going to have a foul after Little brought down that block. And it's going to be on Morgan Perry. That's going to be her second. So she's going to have to come out for protection before halftime. And Jenna Faulkner is going to come back in. And what does that do to Unitigo now? With Morgan Perry on the bench, does it make it a little easier for Delhi to get through that midcourt area where Unitigo has been trapping? 2:55 to go in the second quarter. It's a 4-point game, 17-13. Lamport across the midcourt timeline. Bounces one back to Amanda Nealis. Now to Lamport to the interior. Swatted out of there by Meg Perry, out of bounds as she punched it away with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. So it's clear that Delhi is trying to work that ball to the interior. Unitigo knows it now, and they're protecting the inside, kind of shielding it away. Delhi will work it to the baseline here for Sophia Waken. Throws up a line drive, it's no good, and Unitigo pushing with numbers. Here's Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Finds Faulkner, her pass was tipped, and Delhi will steal it. There's that Delhi defense. Sophia Waken's going to bring it down the floor, passing one ahead for Nealis. Nealis back out for Lamport. Wants a three, left it short. Rebound picked up by Haley Lucia. Numbers if she can hurry. Good defense and hustling back here by Delhi. Lucia will work one back out. Haley was looking for Alexa off her hands into the backcourt. We'll have a backcourt violation on Unitigo. Tatum Coddington is now going to come in for the Spartans. And Jenna Faulkner is going to go to the bench with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. It's a 4-point ball game, 17-13. So every time you think Unitigo is going to put their foot on the gas and pull away, Delhi comes up with some sort of a stop, but they haven't been able to capitalize on the offensive end of the floor in the second quarter. Here's Sylvia Little. Goes left side for Nealis. Now back to Sylvia. Goes for Libby Lamport. Dials up another three. It's too long this time. A rebound for Coddington. And it's taken away by Nealis. Feeds one back inside here for Cadence Waken off the glass, it's good. And it's back to a 2-point game, 17-15, with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Haley finds Alexa Lucia, far side now for Maddie Wilsey. Bob Z trying to protect some of his starters and Faulkner and, of course, Morgan Perry, who picked up those two fouls. Here's Meg Perry in traffic, puts it up, count the bucket, and she's fouled. A great slash through the paint. She's got 6 points. And she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 19-15 with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break down this first half, give you a scoring summary, talk about some other games and news in the area as well. Here's Meg Perry at the line. Foul shot is way too strong. Rebound for Cadence Waken. And Waken threw it back inbounds right to Coddington of Unitigo, but her foot was on the line. So it'll go to DA. So a 4-point game once again, 19-15, a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Delhi in the backcourt with Libby Lamport. Lamport will now go to Nealis. Nealis back to Lamport. They get it across midcourt. They go to Little. Little steps in at the foul line, finds Sophia Waken. Off balance shot here is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Delhi and goes back to Unitigo. I wish that Sylvia Little would shoot a little more. I mean, she's got a great shot, and she's found a couple of areas around the foul line where I really think she could pull up and hit. We'll see if Coach Bruce talks about that at halftime. Little currently only with 2 points, but she's doing everything else, including a block right here as Coddington tried to go for three in the corner, and it was blocked away. Kylie Moussaw is going to check in now for the Spartans with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. 4-point ball game here right before halftime, 19-15. Unitigo's on top of Delhi. And Unitigo will have the ball with Alexa Lucia on the sideline. And Alexa will find Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Looks so confident with that basketball, even with all this pressure in her face here tonight. Goes to Alexa Lucia. Give and go back to Haley on the right low block. Give and go back to Alexa, and we're going to have a jump ball, and possession keeps it with Unitigo. Sophia Waken tied up the much smaller Alexa Lucia. Thought it looked like maybe they were going to get it for a clean steal, but the jump ball gives it to Unitigo. Alexa Lucia on the inbounds, looking for options, finds Meg Perry falling away, shot no good, rebound for Waken. Here comes Sophia back down the floor, splits a double team, loses control of it, but it rolls to Libby Lamport with 30 seconds to go. Here's Sylvia Little down low for Cadence Waken, puts it up and in. And it's back to a 2-point ball game, 19-17, 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Alexa Lucia finding it, Maddie Wilsey, dribble drive inside and a block by Sylvia Little. Just a little bit too much body right there. And that will be the first foul on Sylvia. Each team with 3 apiece, which isn't going to matter right now, I don't think. 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. Big foul shots coming here for Wilsey. Wilsey at the line, first one, no good. That student section is loud, and it's got to be annoying. I'll be honest with you. It has to be annoying for the opposing shooters. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We're live in Delhi tonight. Wilsey's second shot is good. She buried it. And so Wilsey now with 3 points, and it's 20-17 with 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so Delhi can play for the last shot here. Shot clock is off. Nealis across midcourt. Nealis to the right side. We're down to 10 seconds. Nealis looking for options. Goes to Libby Lamport left side. Lamport back to Nealis. Into the corner now for Sylvia Little. Splits two defenders. Back out. Straightaway three for Delhi. Won't go down at the buzzer there for Nealis. So our halftime score is Unitigo 20, Delhi 17. It's tight. It's low scoring as expected. And we'll break it all down here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up after a quick break. Again, our halftime score, Unitigo girls on top of Delhi, 20-17 at halftime here on WCDO. Live at Delaware Academy, our halftime score, the Unitigo girls on top of Delhi, 20-17. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, just use your Marabito Rewards Plus card and you can save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here's our first half scoring summary. First for Unitigo. 6 points apiece for the Perry sisters. Megan with 6, Morgan with 6. 3 for Maddie Wilsey. 2 apiece for Jenna Faulkner and Haley Lucia. 1 for Paige McCoy. On the other side for Delhi, 9 points for Sophia Waken. 4 for Cadence Waken. 2 for Elena Ruker and 2 for Sylvia Little. Little is doing everything. She's got to have 8 or 9 rebounds, a bunch of blocks, a bunch of assists. She's been great, but I do think that she can shoot a little bit more. It's tough because when they get through that midcourt trap, you know, they're trying to get Sylvia the ball, and then she turns around and she makes a quick pass a lot of the time. And, once in a while I just think, hey, it'd be great to see her pull up and take that little foul line jumper or something like that. Because a lot of the time she has that split second, or she can pump fake and get to the basket and finish with a nice finger. I mean, she's tall, she's lanky, she has all the tools to be able to do that. So hopefully, you know, in the second half, maybe she'll look to shoot a little bit more for you Delhi fans. Right now, for me, it feels like Unitigo has the momentum. I really do. They seem to be in control a little bit more. But in classic Delhi Unitego fashion, both teams not scoring a whole lot, a lot of shots going halfway down, popping out. I mean, it wouldn't be a Delhi Unitego game without it being low scoring. That's just kind of how it's been the last couple of years, and it's kind of been a Delhi signature as well. Even when BG the last couple of years, but they've been so good. When teams come here or face off with Delhi, a lot of times Delhi just finds ways to make you take difficult shots. You're always going to have a hand in your face. You're always going to get bodied up. You're always going to get trapped in weird spots and just not be able to get to the parts of the court that you normally get to. That's what Delhi does on defense. So the chess match game is going to be great here in the second half as well. What adjustments do these teams make at the half to try to make them more successful here in the second half? And maybe one of these teams can try to blow things open. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I think that's going to remain a close ball game, and it'll probably come down to being a 3-5, 6-point game, something like that. So it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take another break. We'll come back and talk about some out-of-town scores as well as other games that are happening tonight around the Tri-County area. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Unitego girls leading Delhi here at the half, 20-17 on WCDO. Warm up for the start of the second half. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Thanks for listening online tonight as well. I know we have a lot of online listeners at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Our halftime score, the Unitego girls leading 20-17 here at the half. One other score I wanted to pass along here is that the Deposit Hancock girls are on top of BG 31-25 here tonight. And I bring that up because DH is sitting right behind both these teams with only one league loss. DH still has to play Unitego. That's going to be a game at Unitego on February 8th, so that's going to be a great game. DH did lose to Delhi early in the season in a close, low-scoring game here at DA. Surprise, surprise. So those three teams are really the ones battling for some of the top spots in the MAC. But again, Unitego and Delhi both came in with no league losses into tonight's contest. So Delhi came in with a record of 7-0 in the league. Unitego's 5-0. Delhi is 12-2 overall. Unitego's 12-1 overall. Unitego's only loss is to Oneonta, and Delhi beat Oneonta last week. So just some fun things to compare there. DH is 5-1 in the league, 13-1 overall. And then you have Green and Walton both at 4-2 in the league, not far behind. So those are kind of the contenders right now in the league. So here we go. We'll start the second half. Again, Delhi is in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. Says Lady Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitego in the green with the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of their uniform. Delhi now going left to right. And we're underway in the third quarter here tonight at Delaware Academy. Sylvia Little with the basketball. A bounce pass to Schnabel, left wing side. Now back out to Little. Little will zip one over to Mason. Riley Mason for three. Bank is open. And she gets a big smile out of that one as those shots were not falling for Delhi in the first half. But the first one of the second half falls, and we're tied up at 20. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. All the starters back in for both sides. Here's Haley Lucia. Chest pass far side, was looking for Morgan Perry. Some miscommunication there, and the ball sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Delhi. So we're tied at 20 apiece after that three ball for Riley Mason. Mason comes across the midcourt timeline, goes to Sylvia Little. She's immediately double-teamed. Little splits two defenders, goes back off for Sophia Waken. Her pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound for Faulkner, tipped out of bounds by Schnabel of Delhi, and we'll go back to Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. A packed house at Delaware Academy. We'll be back here on Thursday. Same two schools, but it'll be the boys. And they're both doing very well in the MAC standings right now as well for Unitego and Delhi. So we'll do it all over again for the boys on Thursday. Here's Meg Perry at the foul line. Lost control of it. Goes tumbling down to the floor. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Delhi. Even though this is a great rivalry, good sportsmanship as well. Two Delhi players helping Meg Perry up. That was Schnabel and Little helping Meg Perry. So a lot of these girls know each other off the floor and are friends. But this is a tough one here tonight as the rivalry is on the line. Delhi will throw it away into their own bench. A little miscommunication of their own there. And so Unitego will get it back. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 20 apiece. Here is Haley Lucia across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Goes right side now for Morgan Perry in front of her own bench. Chest pass left side back to Haley Lucia. A give and go back to Morgan Perry. Perry for McCoy in the corner. Pump fakes. McCoy back to the top of the key for Lucia. Steps in, wants that elbow jumper left side. Splash for Haley Lucia. And the Brockport commit now has 4 points. It's 22-20 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Back across midcourt, here's Schnabel finding Sophia Wakin. Wakin finds Riley Mason, dials up another three, in and out. Tapped out by Little, back to Sophia Wakin. Her shot won't go. A rebound is picked up here by Delhi, and into the corner it goes, and it's stolen here by Faulkner of Unitego. Here is Jenna in the paint, lost it, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitego. Last touch there by Riley Mason, who was hustling back. 6 minutes to go in the third. It's a two-point ball game. Unitego on top of Delhi here in this girls' MAC contest tonight. Jenna Faulkner will work one inside for Perry. She goes up, dishes it back off for Faulkner, and the layup is good. And Jenna Faulkner now has 4 points, and Unitego has ballooned this lead back up to 4 points, which seems like a lot in this game. It's 24-20 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Here is Schnabel. Little jab step pump fake there. Schnabel gets it back and into the left wing corner. Now for Ruker. Dishes one off for Sophia Wakin, and it's up and in. Soph now with 11 points. And it's a two-point ball game, 24-22. The Spartans on top of the Bulldogs. Chance of defense from the DA student section. Back out Haley Lucia left side as the Spartans go right to left. Here is Lucia. Dribbles between her legs. Constant pressure from the Delhi defenders. They'll work one down low, and this time it's stolen away here by the Delhi Bulldogs. Here is Little back across midcourt. Little to the right wing side on the baseline. Pumps one through here for Chella Schnabel. Back out to Sophia Wakin. Far side for Riley Mason. Inside Ruker, and this time it's stolen. Ruker and Wakin were trying to get back on defense, and they'll get a call here on Sophia Wakin. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, two-point ball game. Let's see, how many is this on Wakin? I believe, oh, that's her first. I was thinking maybe it was number two, but it's her first, team's first, here in the third quarter. That's good news for Delhi. She's got to stay under control. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. 24-22 the score. Unitego leading by a deuce. And here is Jenna Faulkner back out for Haley Lucia. High post for Meg Perry. Far side for Paige McCoy on the right side. Got into a double team, and it's taken away by Delhi. Sophia Wakin ahead for Sylvia Little. Little stutter steps, finds Mason, pump fakes on a three, pulls it back down, finds Little on the baseline. Little pulls in for the jumper, in and out. Rebound for Ruker. Back out Mason. Lost control of it. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Into the corner now for Ruker. Back to Little left wing side. Chest pass inside for Sophia Wakin. A little up and under. Tough angle. Ruker a rebound. Back out Little for three. No, off the side of the rim. Another rebound for DA. Here's Schnabel with a floater. That's off the side of the rim as well. And finally a rebound for Unitego. And here is Morgan Perry at the foul line. The pull-up jumper is an air ball. Saved, though, to Paige McCoy, and she's fouled with 3:55 to go here in the third. What a save by Faulkner on that air ball by Perry. Saved it back in desperation to McCoy, and she was fouled as she went up for the jumper. And so Ruker's going to head to the bench. Cadence Wakin will come in. Foul will be here on Ruker. That's her third, team second. So Ruker to the bench. With 3:55 to go in the third, McCoy to the line. First foul shot hit the front of the rim and wouldn't go. McCoy looks frustrated after missing that one. Still a two-point ball game, 24-22. Unitego on top. We knew it would be low scoring, and so far that has been 100% true. McCoy gets the second to go. She has 2 points. McCoy to the bench, and Maddie Wilsey comes in. It's 25-22. Unitego girls leading by a triple with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Here's Riley Mason walking it across the Bulldog logo at midcourt as the Lady Bulldogs go left to right. They go to Little left side. Now to Chella Schnabel. Schnabel back to Little, looking for options. Splits two defenders. Finds Schnabel in the corner on the left baseline. Chest pass back out for Little. Skips it across for Mason. Dials up a three. Too strong again. And Lucia with a rebound. Haley Lucia dribbles away from two defenders and gets across midcourt safely here for the Spartans. With 3:25 to go in the third quarter. A three-point game, and Unitego is trying to build up a lead here. They've never really been able to get it to more than 3 or 4 points. Delhi's done a good job of keeping it tight. 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Lucia off a screen. Chest pass to Wilsey. Far side of four. Morgan Perry. Spot up jumper. It's short. Hit the side of the rim. Faulkner a rebound. Delhi fans wanted a foul after everything that's been going on down low in the paint. They won't get it. Wilsey tries to go over to Faulkner. Hit off her leg to Morgan Perry, and she's fouled. With 2:55 to go in the third. Boy, it's a war down low on the low block as both these teams wrestle for the rebound. Delhi fans wanted a call, and they wouldn't get it. Again, 2:55 to go in the third, and this will be Morgan Perry to the line. Settling in, first shot coming here for Morgan. It's good. Morgan Perry with 7 points now. The Perrys have an indoor hoop at their house, kind of in their garage. It's a big garage, and they can go out there and shoot. And they love to go out there and shoot foul shots. Thinking about having the game on the line. As Morgan goes 2 for 2 there, this might be the biggest lead of the game for Unitigo now. 27-22 with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. And here comes that full-court pressure. You got both the Perrys, Morgan, along with Megan and Jenna Faulkner, kind of setting up in a diamond right around midcourt, trying to steal it away, and they will. They'll get a steal here, but now it's loose on the floor. Meg dies and gets it to Morgan Perry. Perry on the right side with 2:40 to go in the third, and now back out to Haley Lucia. 27-22 the score. Unitigo with the basketball, trying to balloon this lead up. They go to Lucia. Inside, tipped out of there by Little. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitigo. Good defense there by Little with 2:28 to go here in the third. Faulkner with the basketball on the sideline as Unitigo goes right to left. Faulkner will look to inbound the basketball. It's stolen by Little. All the little things that she brings to this game. Little, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Ahead for Schnabel. Schnabel puts on the brakes, now decides to go up. It won't go. Rebound is loose, and Delhi will come down with it with Sophia Wakin. Back out to Little. Wants a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Wakin. A pump fake, but she traveled. And Delhi, after hitting that three on the first possession, has only scored 2 points since then. They've gone cold at the moment. And Unitigo girls lead 27-22 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Lucia in the backcourt, across the midcourt timeline. Goes to Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner, chest pass for Morgan Perry. Half-court execution is key so far here tonight. Lucia skips one across the defense, finds Maddie Wilsey on the right low block. She gets double-teamed, and it's a double dribble. And the ball is going to go back to Delhi with 1:50 to go in the third. And Schnabel will do the inbounding duties. Again, here comes that triangle with Morgan Perry at the top, and then Meg Perry and Jenna Faulkner on the two wings. Here is Schnabel in the backcourt, going back to Nealis. Nealis splits through two defenders, tries to go to Little. It's a steal, and now a foul at midcourt with 1:40 to go in the third. Even when Unitigo gets that steal, Delhi's doing everything they can to get back so that Unitigo can't take off, can't get any free layups out of it. Foul is going to be on Little, her second, team's fourth. Unitigo with no fouls here so far in the third quarter. As we wind down, we come up on 90 seconds to go in this third frame. Here's Lucia, left side, trying to find it. Morgan Perry running to the hoop off the glass, and good for Morgan Perry. She's got 10. Biggest lead of the game now confirmed for Unitigo, 29-22. Delhi needs a bucket. They try to get it across midcourt, and they do to Sophia Wakin. Wakin, get it to Nealis. Now to Little. Little on the right side. Takes it inside. Dishing off for Candace Wakin. Gets it to go. Wakin now with 6 points, and Delhi wants a timeout. 1:03 to go in the third. It's Unitigo girls leading Delhi, 29-24. Late third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Deposit Hancock girls looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, leading at BG 51-35 in another key MAC girls battle tonight. But back here in Delhi, it's the Unitigo girls with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, leading Delhi 29-24 in this low-scoring affair between two undefeated teams in the MAC conference. Here's Haley Lucia left side, Unitigo with the basketball. Chance of defense from the student section. Lucia dishes one off. This would be big if Delhi could get a stop here. Unitigo trying to cushion this lead a little bit. They've worked hard for it. Faulkner into the corner for Maddie Wilsey. Stolen away, though, by Waken. And Sophia Waken with a big steal. They get it to Sylvia Little. 35 seconds to go in the third. Little trying to go coast to coast, and her layup is no good. Was trying to not get a charge there as Meg Perry was in good position. Faulkner running the floor in transition, off the glass, and good for Faulkner. She has 6 points. And it's 31-24 with 20 seconds to go in the third. Little across midcourt. Little lost control of it, now has to pull it down and goes to Nealis as we come up on 10 seconds left. They go to Schnabel. Schnabel goes to the high post for Waken. Splits two defenders, lost it. Back over to Little. Little looks up at the clock. Now dishes one over for Schnabel. She's going to have to shoot and doesn't get one off. And that's the end of the third quarter. Unitigo girls leading Delhi 31-24. Fourth quarter and the exciting conclusion coming up on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
8 minutes left to decide who will remain undefeated in the MAC Girls Conference. Unitigo girls leading 31-24 as we start the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, live from Delaware Academy tonight. A great atmosphere no matter who wins and who loses here tonight. This was an excellent high school basketball game so far. I think it's going to be a great finish. Packed house. I know we got tons of listeners out there. And this is going to be a fun last 8 minutes of this ball game. So thanks for tuning in. 31-24, Unitigo with their biggest lead of the game. As here we go to start the fourth quarter. Spartans with the basketball at midcourt, going right to left. They go to Haley Lucia. And Lucia, they call her the general, will start things off here in the fourth quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. Lucia, right wing side in front of her own bench. Goes to the interior now, looking for Mallory Frazier, who's into the ballgame. Back out Lucia for three. Nailed it. Lucia with 7 points. What a shot there from Lucia from way downtown. And it's 34-24. With 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi has dug themselves a hole. Can they get out of it? Schnabel in the backcourt now, and it's going to be a 10-second violation. And Unitigo will get the ball back. And coming back into the ball game here is Elena Ruker. Perry will do the inbounding duties. This is Morgan. Is Unitigo going to be able to pull away here? Biggest lead of the game at 34-24 with 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Lucia on the right side. Goes to Frazier at the high post. Frazier looking for options. Now goes to Meg Perry. Perry down low, intercepted here by Delhi. And in the backcourt, ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitigo. Mason was dribbling it up the floor. Faulkner came from behind, tapped it. It slapped off of Mason and out of bounds. and goes back to Unitego. Delhi fans are not happy. I love the sign, "Are you blind?" It's on the far side in the student section. I love it. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. 34-24. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Here is Haley Lucia. Now to Morgan Perry. Pulls up for a long two and nails it. And Perry's got a game-high 12 points. Morgan, that is. It's 36-24. And the Spartans are in full control right now in the backcourt. They go to Sylvia Little. Little's going to toss one ahead for Sophia Wakin. Her right-handed layup won't go. She felt the pressure coming and missed it. And now Lucia in the backcourt will bring it forward and to the far side for Morgan Perry. Back to Lucia. The experience of this Unitego team starting to show through a little bit here in the fourth quarter with 6:15 to go. Now a steal by Delhi. Getting pesky in the passing lane. And an outlet pass now for the sophomore guard, Amanda Nealis. Nealis will leave one back for Little. Little pump fakes, gets into the paint, tosses it up, left it short. Rebound, Little will get it back. Little's doing everything she can, and now we'll have a foul on Unitego with exactly 6 minutes to go. This will be our first foul of the fourth quarter on either side. We'll be right back here on Thursday. That'll be our next game we do on the radio. It'll be the same two schools, but it'll be the boys' turn. As now we're going to have a timeout taken here by Delhi. 36-24 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. The Unitego girls on top of Delhi, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego girls on top of Delhi, 36-24 in this battle of two undefeated teams in the MAC. They do have non-league losses. As we said, Delhi is 12-2. Unitego is 12-1. But we knew coming in that both these teams did not have a loss in the MAC league. So someone was going to have to go away with a loss here tonight. And right now, Unitego is in control, 36-24. But Delhi has 6 minutes left to try to get back in the ballgame. Out of the timeout, jumper won't go, but Sylvia Little with the tip drill pushes it in. So it's 36-26 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Can Delhi turn on the heat on defense? Still a lot of time left in this game. Unitego trying to continue to execute very well as they have here to start the fourth quarter in the half-court offense going right to left. They push one inside for Morgan Perry. Jump ball, possession arrow back to Delhi. Great defense there by Wakin of Delhi to tie up Morgan Perry, who's been great tonight. She has a game-high 12 points. Faulkner and Megan Perry have 6 points apiece. Haley Lucia has 7 for Unitego. 11 for Sophia Wakin on the other side. 6 for Cadence Wakin. 4 for Sylvia Little. Bulldogs are in the backcourt. They're trying to go to Little at midcourt, and they get there, avoiding the 10-second call. Little here will skip one across, finding Mason for a three. This would be big. It's an air ball, but Little with a rebound. Back out for Sophia Wakin. And now to Mason. Mason with a dribble drive, tosses it up. This one also is too strong off the back of the rim. Too much spice on it. Now for Little. Third chance opportunity that won't go down. Shots just not falling right here for Delhi. Three really good looks, just they wouldn't go. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitego on top, 36-26 here tonight on WCDO. We appreciate you joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Meg Perry, down low for Haley Lucia. Blocked out of bounds by Little, and it'll stay with the Spartans. Great defense there by the sophomore guard, Sylvia Little. 4:40 left. Someone said to me earlier today, does Delhi have enough magic left in the tank? I said, we'll see. They got 4:40 left here to try to pull one out. Unitego in control, leading 36-26. And here is Morgan Perry. Perry back out. Haley Lucia with the shot clock winding down for three. Hit the front of the rim and then wouldn't go. That one was from Route 10. That was way far back. And Little streaking back up the floor here for Delhi. They're pushing it. They know time is of the essence. Little on the right side finds Mason. Mason back to Little. Wants to step in here for a jumper. Hits the side of the rim and it won't go. Little just cannot find her shot at the moment. And a rebound for Unitego. Here's Morgan Perry across midcourt with 4 minutes to go. Perry straight away with a bounce pass far side. It is tipped out of there and a steal by Delhi. A steal by Ruker, trying to go coast to coast. She's blocked by Faulkner. Ruker will get it back, trying to save it. No, she stepped out of bounds, and it's back to Unitego. Faulkner with the highlight reel block on defense coming back. What a play. With 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 36-26. And Unitego will get the basketball. Delhi trying to pressure as much as they can here. Lucia in the backcourt. She's just handled it so well here tonight for the Spartans. Lucia at midcourt, showing off some moves there. To the right side, a backdoor cut from Faulkner down low. Little returns the favor and swats it out of bounds with a block of her own. Little only with 4 points, but she's got to have double figures, double digits in rebounds. She's got to have 4 or 5 blocks as well. Timeout, Unitego. Bob Z wants to talk it over. 3:37 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-26. Unitego girls on top of Delhi, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:37 to go, fourth quarter. I'm high up in my perch here, as I like to call it, at Delaware Academy. Great place to call a game. I'm up off the floor. It's just a great place to watch a game, and I have a great view. I'm in one of the corners, but it's a great view of the game here, so glad to bring games to you anytime we can get to Delaware Academy. 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego girls on top, 36-26, 10 on the shot clock. Here's Faulkner on the baseline. Faulkner tries to go up top to Meg Perry. Perry in the paint, tosses one up. It's too strong off the glass. Rebound for Delhi. And now a foul here on Morgan Perry. What's the call going to be? We got one official calling a foul and one calling a travel. And both sides of the stands are going nuts with 3:20 to go. And they're going to call the foul. I think they're going to call the foul. Coach Bruce wants an explanation from the Zebra crew. No, I think they're going to call the travel here. With 3:20 to go, Coach Bruce keeps his cool here, but yeah, they're going to call the travel, it looks like. And so it's 36-26, and Unitico's going to have the ball on the side here in front of their own bench. It's a big swing. Delhi has just really struggled to get through the Unitico press tonight. That's the brass tacks of it right there. That has been the difference in this ball game. And Unitico hitting a few more shots when they needed to. Delhi's had good looks, don't get me wrong. 36-26 the score. Unitego with the basketball as they go right to left. They're willing to milk some clock here. Here is Morgan Perry at the foul line. The pull-up jumper is off the mark. A rebound for Faulkner. A steal, though, before she could get it back up by Delhi. Here is Nealis in the backcourt. Nealis gets across midcourt, finds Mason, spots up for three, and this one won't go down. Too strong, too much spice on it. Back out for Little, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Unitego. Fouls on Faulkner with 2:50 to go. Seems like a little bit of a makeup call there. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-26. Little will do the inbounding duty. Comes off the screen. Delhi really looking for the three ball here. They go to Mason, left side. She tries to bank another one. The bank's closed this time. And Morgan Perry with a rebound. And Perry now will walk it up the floor with 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Unitego bench saying, slow down, take your time, let's be methodical about this. Here is Lucia right side. Lucia into the corner for Faulkner. Zips one down low for Frazier. She lost it out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by Delhi. So it will stay with Unitego, and time is running out here. Maddie Wilsey in, and Faulkner's going to go to the bench. With 2:25 to go here in the fourth, and it's 36-26. Lucia on the baseline. Lucia will get it in, finding Meg Perry, give and go off the inbounds play. Back to Lucia for three, and she nails it. Lucia's got 10, and it's 39-26. And a timeout is taken by Delhi. 39-26. Unitego's in control late in the fourth, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live from Delaware Academy tonight. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of good candidates on both sides here tonight for those three awards. 2:13 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego girls against Delhi. Both these teams undefeated in the MAC. And it's 39-26, Unitego girls on top of Delhi. And Delhi with the basketball. They go to Sylvia Little. Delhi down to the last couple of minutes here. Can they get some magic going? Here is Little to the low post. Finds Ruker on the back door, and she puts it in. Makes it 39-28. Now almost a steal by Schnabel, but she stepped out of bounds. They'll stay with Unitego. Is it too little, too late here for the Bulldogs? Coach Bruce coaching his butt off right now, trying to keep Delhi in this game. Unitego looking to break the press. They get the ball into the hands of the senior guard, the Brockport commit, Haley Lucia. Lucia at the top of the key with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Hands one off, quarterback style, to Morgan Perry. Zips one down low for Maddie Wilson. She lost it. Delhi comes away with it with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. A long pass ahead for Sophia Wakin, up and in. Wakin's got 13, and it's 39-30. Not so fast with 90 seconds to go. Lucia over the midcourt timeline. Goes to the far side for Morgan Perry. Perry picks it up. Goes back to Lucia. Steal by Chella Schnabel. Delhi with the basketball. They go to Little. Little up and under and off the glass and good. Little gets it to go. She's got six. It's 39-32 with a minute 10 to go. No timeouts yet from either side. Morgan Perry across the midcourt timeline. Perry holding on to it, 1 minute to go. Perry with the basketball on the right side. Delhi has not elected to foul yet. They go to Alexa Lucia. Lucia in the paint, dishes off. No, it's stolen here by Chella Schnabel with 50 seconds to go. Schnabel into the hoop, and it won't go. And a rebound for Haley Lucia. A quick outlet pass and a long pass ahead here for Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey will pull it out with 40 seconds left. Delhi still hasn't fouled. We come down on 35 seconds to go, and now they'll foul. Boy, if Schnabel puts that one in, I think the roof blows off this play. And it just wouldn't go. Timeout taken by Delhi. 35 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Got to give it to Delhi, fighting it to the bitter end here. They trail 39-32. Unichigo girls on top of DA with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. I think the difference was just how Delhi was not able to handle some of that pressure at times by Unichigo at midcourt. And Unichigo just made a couple of more shots from the outside. And when they built up this lead, it was very hard for Delhi to try to come back. Morgan Perry now is double-teamed and fouled by Chella Schnabel right in front of the Unichigo bench with 30 seconds left. No matter how this wild game finishes up, we'll have our post-game show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose. Unichigo will inbound the basketball far side of the floor in front of their own bench. Lucia will look to get it in, and she does. Haley finds Alexa Lucia, and she's fouled by Riley Mason of Delhi with 28 seconds left. Shot clock's off now the rest of the way. And so Unichigo will throw it in one more time. Here's our team foul situation. Delhi with three, Unichigo with two. So Delhi's got to foul two more times just to send Tego to the line. They'll get it in to Megan Perry. 26 seconds left, and Perry is fouled with 25 seconds left. We'll hope that Meg's okay. She's a little slow to get up here. It's been a physical game. Both teams have been on the floor a lot. And so Meg Perry, slow to get up. I think she just might have bounced a knee off the floor there. We'll hope that she's okay. Appears to be okay, just walking it off here. That's four team fouls against Delhi. So one more puts Unichigo at the line. With the score 39-32, Unichigo girls on top of Delhi, low scoring as we expected here tonight. And now Unichigo wants to take a timeout with 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here this time. 39-32 the score. And again, a quick congratulations to Jefferson's Cole Lapinelle. Scored his 1,000th career point tonight from Jefferson. He's averaging 25 points a game this year. He's averaging 18 for his career, so he's a senior at Jefferson who plays in the Delaware League. And just great young man, great player, so congratulations to him. He needed 5 points tonight to come in to get that, and he got it in the first quarter against Stanford. And so congratulations to him. And he's also one of our WCDO Athletes of the Month, so congratulations to Cole for that, as that award is sponsored by the U.S. Air Force 313th Recruiting Squadron in Oneonta. So 25 seconds left, fourth quarter. Unichigo looking to put the stamp and the icing on the cake here. This would be a nice road win for them here at Delhi. Always a tough place to come over the hill and take on the Bulldogs. You know they're always well prepared with Coach Bruce. And I think Unichigo just had a great game plan tonight, and they used their strengths. They used their length, their athleticism, and they just kind of dared Delhi, hey, if you can beat this press, you can beat us. But the press was tough. It just long, lanky, they trap you at midcourt, and you have to make the correct pass every time to get through it. 25 seconds left. We're out of the timeout. Unichigo will inbound the basketball now with Morgan Perry, and she's quickly fouled here by Chella Schnabel with 23 seconds to go. So this is the fifth team foul on Delhi. So this will send Morgan Perry to the line. And we talked about earlier how they love to shoot foul shots at home. Megan and Morgan have a hoop inside their garage. It's a great place where you can just go and shoot, so I'm sure they've had this scenario a million times in their mind where, oh, game's on the line at Delhi, I'm at the line. You know, every kid does it. So Morgan at the line, first shot's good. First shot is good for Morgan. She has 13. That's a game high in this low-scoring affair between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. Second one coming here for Morgan. And this one rattles home. So Morgan now with 14. Timeout taken, this time by Delhi. With 23 seconds left, it's Unitego girls leading 41-32. We're going to step away for 30 seconds this time on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Don't forget about our game audio archive. You want to go back, you want to listen to this game or any other game we've done this year or in past years, it's all right there, WCDOsports.com. Click on our game audio archive. And it's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. Just click on it, download it. You can have it any time right there at WCDOsports.com. 41-32. The Unitego girls trying to put the icing on the cake here tonight at Delhi with 23 seconds left. Delhi will have the basketball. They will inbound it in front of their own bench. And this will be the Bulldogs, with Amanda Nealis doing the inbound duties. They go to Sylvia Little. Now back to Mason. Mason to the hoop. Shot was an air ball from the right wing side. Faulkner with a rebound, and she's fouled with 13 seconds left. And Faulkner will make the long walk down the floor to shoot these foul shots here for Unitego. A lot of smiles on the faces of the Unitego girls. And, you know, this is a matchup we could definitely see again in a couple of weeks. The MAC Championship will be February 21st at Binghamton University at the Event Center. And it could very well be these two teams. I'm sure that DePaza Hancock, Walton, Green are all going to be in the running as well, but this definitely could be the preview of the league championship. As Faulkner gets the first shot to go, she has seven. And the second shot coming here for Faulkner. 42-32. And Faulkner's second shot rattles in and out. Rebound for Delhi with 10 seconds left. Just a matter of time now as Little has it at midcourt. Leaves one off for Sophia Wakin, and she's fouled with 6 seconds left. And the two student sections chatting with each other, I guess you could say, from one side of the floor to the other. We'll be back here on Thursday, and I'm sure the student sections will be having just as good of a time when the Unitego boys come to town to take on the Delhi boys. That should be another whale of a game. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Sylvia Little with the basketball. Dishes one out. Nealis with a three ball at the buzzer. It won't go, and that's going to do it. Our final score, 42-32. Unitego defeats Delhi, and our post-game show is coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcomehome and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. Our final score tonight, the Unitego girls defeat Delhi 42-32. So that gives Delhi their first league loss of the season, leaving Unitego alone in first place in the MAC on the girls' side as they are still undefeated. And now Deposit Hancock and Delhi both have one league loss. So again, our final score, 42-32. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Unitego, 14 points for Morgan Perry. That's a game high. And 10 for Haley Lucia, 7 for Jenna Faulkner, 6 for Megan Perry, 3 for Maddie Wilsey, and 2 for Paige McCoy tonight for Unitego. On the other side for Delhi, a team high 13 points for Sophia Wakin, 6 apiece from Sylvia Little and Cadence Wakin, 4 for Elena Ruker, and 3 from Riley Mason tonight for Delhi. Let's get into our three awards. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, proudly supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that award tonight to Morgan Perry from Unitego, a game-high 14 points, hit some key shots all throughout the game. I thought early, mid, and late, she was the one that if they needed a bucket, they were, you know, going to go to her, and she got the job done. So Morgan Perry gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. I'm going to give that tonight to Sylvia Little of Delhi. I know only 4 points, but I thought it was her blocks, her rebounding. I mean, she could be all purpose as well. I mean, she just does a little bit of everything. I do wish she'd look to score more, but she was fantastic on defense tonight. So we'll give it Sylvia Little from Delhi, our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And finally tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give this to Haley Lucia tonight. 10 points for Unitego, fresh off an injury, hasn't played in, you know, two and a half weeks. I just thought that she looked smooth anytime that Unitego needed to break the press, bring the ball up the floor. You can give it to her. You can have confidence. That's what every coach wants, is to have that player. You get them the ball, you don't have to worry about it. They're not going to have a turnover. They're going to make the right pass, make the right decision. So we'll give Haley Lucia tonight from Unitego our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. That's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. We'll be back here on Thursday. It's the Unitego boys taking on Delhi. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you join us for a 7:15 tip and our Butler Auto pregame show at about 7 to 7:05. So that will be a fun one for sure on Thursday. In the meantime, make sure you go to WCDOsports.com or follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, L-U-L-L. Get all your scores, stats, photos, everything you need. Everyone's bugging me right now for league standings, for the Tri-Valley, the MAC, the Delaware League, the Stack. It's all right there, folks, all on Twitter. Just follow me at Nate Lull or visit WCDOsports.com. We're going to have all the information you need for local high school basketball, for wrestling, bowling, skiing, indoor track, whatever else is happening this time of the year. It's all right there. So make sure to check that out. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you again on Thursday, and until then, be safe, and we'll see you then on WCDO Sports.